Nick Como, a spokesperson for the Downtown Alliance, declared in a recent blog post, the Gateway is redefining itself and will survive. City Creek Center has in fact absorbed some of the Gateway's former retail residents, including J. Crew, Loft, American Eagle, and soon Apple. But Como suggests that's okay.
The Gateway is, you know, has the wider corridors and it has more of like an entertainment flair to it, with the arena being right across the street for jazz games, the planetarium, Discovery Gateway, concerts at the depot. It's just a different range of things that you find at City Creek.
Como says he continues to hear concerns from the community that the Gateway won't survive the competition. But he says Salt Lake City's west side has grown tremendously in proximity to the Gateway, with new restaurants, residential space, and the possibility of a year-round farmers market.
I think all of those things combined, not one of them alone, really helps that west side turn the corner from a pretty challenged neighborhood into what you see today.
He adds Gateway, unlike City Creek Center, is also open on Sundays. Officials with the Gateway did not respond to a request for comment. Whitney Evans, KUER News.